brought to you by Penguin.
Relationship Status by Anastasia Kingsnorth, read by Anastasia Kingsnorth, featuring contributions from Byron and Saffron. For my beautiful mother, this one is for you. Introduction. If you are trying to date in the 21st century, you are most definitely going to need a guide, or a map, or both, since when did something that should be so easy become insanely difficult? Dating comes with its challenges. 40 years ago, if you had asked your partner what a red flag was, they would have said a flag that is red, not a relationship turn-off. If you asked them what the ick was, they would probably ask if that was even a real word. Either dating has got harder, or we have overcomplicated it to the point that it is now serving impossible. Hi, my name is Anastasia and I'm trying to date in my 20s. If you don't know who I am, I'm a 23-year-old woman living in Manchester and I've shared my life online with my generation for the last 12 years. Whilst I've been growing up on screen in front of many of you for my entire teenage life, I've done one hell of a lot of growing up behind the screen too. I've experienced my fair share of horrendous dating stories and found myself in some questionable but hilarious situations, like the time when I was dating a boy and he went missing for 5 minutes because he was upstairs sleeping with his ex. All the time I thought blind dates were a good idea, but after finding someone I liked and him spending a few months getting to know me, he decided to date one of my friends. Oh, all the time I got hit by a car on a first date. You're about to hear it all, so I hope you have a drink at the ready. Now, for the first time, I'm excited to share with you everything I've learned about men, dating, and myself in this almost guidebook to dating and navigating our lives in our 20s. You will also hear from two of my best friends, Saffron on long-distance relationships and her take on dating in the public eye, and Byron on dating in the gay world and all of the tea on the situation we found ourselves in a few years ago. There's a reason behind every heartbreak, and this is my reason. When I first started writing this book, I'd recently come out of my first real relationship. Through no wrongdoing on the part of either of us, but purely because I felt like I needed to be single and begin my self-love and growth journey to discover what I truly wanted from dating. It allowed me to spend time alone, reflect on past situations and dates, and discover what the dating world is like in the current climate. I want to take you along with me on the journey of beginning my dating life again, from setting up my dating profile, DM slides I have received, recent first dates and hookups, as well as a deep dive into my dating past purely for your entertainment. This book is a journey of my emotions, relationships, and real life stories that I never thought I would have the guts to share. I unpack some extremely heavy topics, dissect why I've been in so many failed situations, and delve into the world of online dating to try to understand it. There is a lot of pressure at my age to find your forever person and be building a life with someone in that relationship, but this book isn't about that. It's filled with tips and tricks to help you based on what I've learned. But more than that, it is a celebration of being single and a guide on how to love yourself through it all. This book is real. It's raw, and it has taught me the true meaning of dating and who the real person I should be dating right now is. I want you to read and enjoy this book whether you are currently in a relationship or single. You don't have to be on a solo self-growth journey to take something from this read. You just must be open-minded to bettering the current version of yourself to maintain a current relationship or be ready for one when it approaches you. Or be happily single for the rest of your life. It's whatever the hell you want it to be. This is modern day dating and how the fuck to get around it. So let's dive right in. Chapter 1. Hookups and online dating. We're going straight into the nitty-gritty, the hookup stage. This is something I haven't had to worry about for nearly a year now, but as I've recently become single again, I'm starting this book at the very beginning. Oh, the joys of hookups. I have a love-hate relationship with the aspect of dating. In some ways, I find it exciting, getting to meet new people, not having to worry about what anyone else is thinking, just being carefree and enjoying myself. On the other hand, I find it quite draining. Being back at square one, faced with the challenge of finding someone amongst the male species all over again, occasionally experiencing self-doubt and questioning my worth, and dealing with a lot of the crap that men love to throw our way. Doesn't that sound appealing? So, what exactly counts as a hookup? I honestly think that anything from a kiss all the way to sealing the deal could sit comfortably under this term. One night stands could potentially fit here too, but that is a bit of a grey area. I would only call it hooking up if you're doing it more than once, whereas a one night stand is quite literally what it means. You only do it once. I've experienced several...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?